Our scripture today is from Psalm chapter 42. Let's pray before we read this. Lord, we thank you for your care, for your love, for your presence. We thank you for your mercy which you shed on us this day. We ask you, Lord, that our hearts, our minds are open to receive that mercy and that grace, to receive your word which we're about to listen to together. Lord, we thank you for your word. Through your word, we're able to know which path to walk on, to see light in the midst of darkness. Your word gives us hope and peace. Also ask, Lord, for your mercy to be upon the sermon, that it too may be pleasing and honoring to you and used by you as you desire. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 42, it is based upon our devotion that we have for this Lent, and this is today's devotional scripture. And let's read it. Psalm 42. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your torrents. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk about mournfully because the enemy oppresses me? As with a deadly wound in my body, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me continually, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I mentioned, this the scripture is the scripture for today's devotion. I'm going to follow pretty close to the devotion today. In fact, I'm going to read you it. But before I do that, Psalm 42 is one that I don't know very well. I've read it before, but it's not one that really kind of hangs in there, you know, kind of like Psalm 51, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you know, these things that we know off by heart. Psalm 42, though, is familiar with some of us. It's a hymn in our hymnal. At least the hymn is based on this psalm. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You're familiar with that? Now, if I would sing it for you right now as a solo, you still wouldn't be familiar with it because I can't sing worth anything. But it is in our hymnal. If you want to look it up, you can look in the back as the deer, and it'll show you that. Never really, though, studied this Psalm 42 that I can remember. I tell you what, this is good. Of the Psalms are it's a great book, and they're basically little journaling. They're diary and entries. People going through things, write down their thoughts, their feelings, their heart. Sometimes in their heart there is revealed great joy, great gladness, love for God. Sometimes in their heart is great sadness, sometimes anger, sometimes pain, sometimes frustration. And these journal entries really help to give us a peek into somebody's life in this moment. Psalm 42 shows us a person who's struggling. Their life isn't what they want it to be. Their heart isn't where they want it to be. They're sad, they're lonely, they're afraid. Life isn't good for this person. And yet, God is still good. They feel alone, forsaken. Even in one of the first scripture, the people say to me continually, "Where is your God? Everything is bad. Nothing's going well. Where's God?" And even this person who writes this says to God, "Why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk about mournfully because the enemy oppresses me?" And yet, through all this darkness, through all this depression, through all this suffering, through all this longing, our author still ends the psalm with this: "Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my help and my God." Let me read to you what our devotional author wrote for this. Reading Psalm 42, he writes, and this is his name is Dr. Reverend Dr. Rick Wilhite, graduated PTS in 86. I don't know him. But it says this: "I'm reminded of a chilly October morning 24 years ago. I was on retreat near the end of the year that seemed marked by a series of relational and professional failures. I'd made mistakes. There had been two in that year, an uncanny number of deaths, one after another among people I knew. So much seemed to be ending. Trying to imagine the future was peering into midnight fog. I was hollowed out, empty, awakening from a broken sleep. I left my bed at sunrise and went for a solitary walk. I walked up a country road, through a gate into a fallow field filled with end-of-season goldenrod. I lay down and closed my eyes, exhausted, at 8:15 a.m. A single goldenrod stem arched over the withered grasses where I lay. When I opened my eyes, I noticed a drowsy bumblebee slowly beginning to stir in the warming light of the rising sun. Minutes pass as I watch the bee, while near and far around me, crickets began to sing. The lives of these, their whole world, would end quite soon with the coming freeze and snows of winter. The bumblebee began to probe for nectar as the cricket sang, out of a knowing deeper than thought, beyond vision or words or imagination. I remembered in those moments, perhaps for the first time, that my heart too knew something, had always known, in the space between beats, what the crickets knew, and it still sustains me." When I read his devotion, it reminded me of a story in my own life. His devotion speaks of a man going through a difficult time, and yet still remembering that peace is to be had, that God is still there. About 18 years ago, over 18 years ago, Stephanie was pregnant with our twin boys. Wasn't an easy pregnancy. She was restricted to her bed for three months. Yeah, about that. About 3 months, she wasn't allowed to get out of bed. Her mother came over to help out with the house and to help with her and everything that's going on. And God bless her, she did a wonderful job. She was so much help there. And I pray that God blessed her, because she had a son-in-law that wasn't appreciative of her presence. Not all the time. It was hard having her around. But it was great having a run as I look back. But there was a night that was particularly difficult for me. Nothing was going as planned. There was somebody in my house who wasn't normally there. Stephanie was laid up, and things were very difficult. So this must have been in the beginning of January, sometime around there. I got my snowsuit on and my boots. There was about a foot of snow outside. We lived in Timlin at the time. It was in the middle of the country, and you know how I feel about the country. It wasn't an easy place to live either. But I walked out the back door, walked down the road, which led to a dirt road that went up a hill behind our house. And walking up that hill, it was about 9 o'clock at night, and the snow was still falling. And there was a big snowbank. So I just sat in it with my suit on. And I sat and I laid back in it, and I pulled the hood up over my neck so snow wouldn't fall down. And I just laid there with my eyes closed, sometimes open, watching the snow fall down. Just letting it all wash over me. And I was frustrated, was hurt, I felt alone. Wasn't the way things were supposed to be. But as I lay there with my eyes closed, listening to the snow falling, I remembered that I wasn't alone, that God would help me through this, that God would help all of us through this. And you know, the interesting thing about that is that moment helped to give me peace with the situation, but it didn't make the situation better. The story had a mixed ending to it. As you know, one of the children died, and that was very difficult to handle. But all through that turmoil and that stress, God was with us every step, and we knew it. We were comforted in many different ways, even in the midst of this heartache. And the good news is that we have an 18-year-old boy who's going to graduate here in just a few months. That he's a great joy in our lives, and we're so happy for him. The man laying in the field, the man, the author of our psalm today, we don't know how those stories turned out. We don't know if the next day everything was all better, every problem was solved. Chances are they weren't. Chances are his enemies still hounded him. Chances are he still had critics and problems and issues. And the man in the devotional, chances are death still happened. He still made mistakes. But what we all knew, and what I know you know, is that no matter what happens, as this guy ends with hope in God, for I shall again praise him, that we know that God has the final word, that God has the last say, that no matter how deep and dark things get, that light shines through all the brighter, that even though we may feel forgotten at times, we will know one day that we have not been. And that we're able to look back and see that God was with us every step. Psalm 42 is such a great hymn, a great psalm, because it recognizes the difficulties of life. It recognizes that things aren't always hunky-dory. But it also recognizes that our hope, when placed in Christ, is placed in the right spot. And that Christ will always have the final word, and that things will be okay, some way and somehow. And we thank God for that. We'll leave you with this benediction today. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Go in peace.